We recently asked who you are watching for in the Winter Olympics, and we heard from Mickey.
I am calling today on the program. They asked for names of people connected with the Olympics this winter, and I know of a person. Her name is Deidre Irwin.
Mickey, thanks for the tip. We caught up with biathlete Deidre Irwin, who grew up in Pulaski.
For many athletes, getting to the Olympics is a long journey, but for Irwin, she didn't start competing in biathlon until age 25.
In the 2022 Beijing Games, Irwin finished 7th, the highest finish ever for an American in that event.
Now, Deidre Irwin will once again be on the world stage in biathlon. She is a staff sergeant in the Vermont Army National Guard and a member of the U.S. Army World Class Athlete Program. Deidre, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. How cool.
You grew up competing in Nordic skiing. Can you take us back when you first discovered the biathlon and how you ended up deciding to compete in this event?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a long story. I grew up a runner in Wisconsin, and I wanted to be an Olympian in track and field. I discovered Nordic skiing when I was about 16 years old, and then I competed in high school and in college and a little bit after college. And it wasn't until I was 25 years old that I found the sport of biathlon, and I immediately fell in love with it. I went to a talent ID camp with the U.S. Biathlon Association in Lake Placid, New York, and they pretty much were like, "You're a promising skier, can you shoot?" And so I gave it a try, and within a week, I was just in love with it. It was just like the missing puzzle piece that I think I always needed to my endurance athletic career, and everything about it just fascinated me. Just, you know, you still have all the endurance components of being an elite skier, but you also have this super precise, focused mental challenge of precision rifle marksmanship. And it was just such a unique thing that I had to keep trying. And I gave myself a year. I said, I'll give myself a year, see how I do at it. And it's been about 8 years now. So I'm glad I gave myself that shot.
I know you've heard this over and over, but the biathlon is the only Winter Olympic sport the U.S. has never won a medal in. So many people might not know much about this sport. Can you explain the event?
Definitely. Biathlon, like I said, is a unique combination of endurance, Nordic skiing, and precision rifle marksmanship. So you're not just going out there and seeing who's the fittest person on the day. You're also seeing who can be the most focused and precise shooter on the day too, which I think is why it's such a unique and complicated sport. So to break it down, we pretty much ski a loop with a rifle on our backs. We'll stop on a range and we'll shoot prone. Prone is laying down. We have 5 shots to hit 5 targets. If we hit all the targets, we get to go back on course. If we miss any of them, we actually have to go do penalty loops. And then we get to go back on course. We'll do another loop, we'll come back into the range, and we'll shoot standing, which is exactly what it sounds like. You have to stand up with your rifle, and you have another 5 shots to hit 5 targets. And it's the same deal, penalty loops, or you get to go back on course and finish the race. So pretty much the fastest skier and the most precise shooter and the fastest shooter on the day wins the race. And in most of our races, we have about 100 starters on the World Cup. I think it's similar in the Olympics. And so biathlon being as unique as it is, because it has so many components, the skiing, the shooting precision, the shooting time, about 50 people on the start line have a chance of winning on any day.
Wow.
And so you really have to have the most perfect day ever to get a medal at the Olympics. And I was really close in 2022. I shot 19 for 20 in my first race. And if I would have gotten 20 for 20, then I think I would have like a silver bronze medal right now. And it's just that, you know, split second moment of missing that one target put me down in 7th place, which was still incredible. And it's the best finish ever for U.S. biathlon at the Olympics. But I think this Olympics, we have a really, really strong team, and we have a lot of chances at hopefully breaking into the medal count.
Deidre, how difficult is it for you to go from skiing as fast as you can to then calmly firing off a shot at a target, you know, on your belly, on this mat. Can you talk about how you slow your heart rate down?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us, we don't actually focus on slowing our heart rate down. We've just trained years to figure out how to shoot at a higher heart rate. So our heart rates do drop a little bit. Obviously, we slow down coming into the range. We have to like change our entire focus from, you know, skiing fast and skiing hard to now we're, you know, thinking about looking at the wind flags and calculating if we need to take any changes in our sights, you know, if it's windy or not, like wondering which mat we're going to go on to, getting into position and going through our entire procedure of just setting up. And then you have all those crucial seconds of just actually pulling the trigger smoothly and calmly in the right amount of breaths where your heart rate's not too high that it's actually moving the shot. So there's so much that we practice all summer long for years just to make it a very smooth habit so that when we get on the range in the winter, when we get to these big events like the Olympics, we're not actually really thinking about that much. We're just kind of relying on all the skills that we've built up for years. And so definitely a few things we might change, especially for Antholtz because it's at altitude, maybe take a few more breaths in between shots, but our heart rates, they're going to be high. We're going to be breathing heavy. And a lot of us are just going to try to be, you know, trying to get as stable as possible and take those shots as smooth as possible.
Deidre Irwin is with us, Pulaski native who will compete in the biathlon for the U.S. in the Olympics next month. Deidre, I know your family couldn't join you in 2022 because of COVID. There was the protective bubble in Beijing. Will you have fans cheering for you at this Olympics?
I will, and I am so excited. They're so excited. I think they're finally figuring out all the tiny details, but my mom and dad will be there. Both of my brothers are flying. Though they're all coming. I have a few friends that are going to come in for a few days here and there. So yeah, it's going to be so cool. It's so much different than Beijing, and I'm so excited for it.
It must feel so good, this Olympics, to be able to have that support behind you and to really be able to feel like there's a bit of your home in this.
Definitely. I mean, my mom was texting me today about, you know, what can I bring from home? What can I bring over to Europe? And I have a couple of, you know, our WAC staff that are like gluten-free and stuff, and finding gluten-free snacks is really hard over here. So my mom's like going to make Rice Krispies, and she's going to make puppy chow. She's going to make chocolate chip cookies, like just bringing all that, the beautiful Midwest baking, all of it's going to come over and greet us in Italy. And I think it makes it feel more homey. It makes it feel more connected. It's going to be really incredible to be able to look over in the crowd and see them before and after every single race.
Wisconsin's Northwoods in your hometown, Pulaski, has, you know, a really strong tradition of Nordic ski clubs and school ski teams that are competitive. What is your message to youth cross-country skiers and these programs that may not know about biathlon?
It's a unique journey for sure. I mean, I think if anybody's proven that you can start a sport really late in life, it's me. Starting biathlon at 25 and going to my first Olympics at 29, going to my second Olympics at 33. There's so many unique programs, and I'm so happy that I got introduced to Nordic skiing at 16 years old. I used it mostly just to stay in shape for running, but obviously it's turned into my entire life. And so I think, you know, encouraging people to just take a chance at trying something new and keep going even when you're failing, even when you're frustrated. Like, you never know how far you could get in life and in whatever sport or whatever passion you choose to do. And there's more biathlon teams popping up all over the country. Brilliant, Wisconsin, the Aarons Nordic Center is a beautiful biathlon range that got built recently, and it's one of my favorite places to train now when I'm home. It's just a world-class facility. They did such an amazing job. And I'm hoping, you know, as the years go on and snow and you know, people seeing us, you know, Wisconsinites in the Olympics, that they look at some of these venues and they go there and they want to try it and they want to pick up a rifle and pick up skis at a young age. And, you know, maybe we'll have the the next biathlon medalist coming out of, you know, Brilliant, Wisconsin, which is really awesome. So it's been really cool to share this journey too with one of my teammates, Paul Schomer, who's from Appleton, and we grew up Nordic skiing together. And so I think having both of us come from, you know, Northeast Wisconsin and show everybody, you know, what perseverance and taking on a challenge, making it to the international stage in such a unique sport coming from the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. It's hopefully inspiring to a lot of people out there.
Well, Deidre, we are rooting for you back home here. All the best to you. Best of luck. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so fun to connect with Wisconsinites.
That is Pulaski native Deidre Irwin, who is set to compete in the biathlon at the Winter Olympics next month in Italy. She finished seventh in the 2022 Beijing Games, and we reached her in Germany.